You have found the Morning Mindset. Welcome. This is our opportunity to get our minds aligned with the truth of God's Word today. Have you ever been in a relationship with someone where they say, I love you, but their behavior shows a different kind of a message? You know what I'm saying? That could be a very painful place to be, where someone's words don't match their action. You can feel all in turmoil emotionally. You can get confused about the status of the relationship. I'm sure I'm not speaking to people who are obtuse to this. You understand exactly what I'm talking about. Well, today's episode, we're going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. And we're going to be looking at what true love actually does when it comes to one believer relating to another. We'll get to that in just a moment. Before we do, I want to remind you that coming up on Friday, we have our full-length prayer episode. This is where people just like you can submit requests for me to pray about on a podcast episode, just like the one you're listening to right now. And others who are listening, pray with me about your request and the many others that have been submitted. So if you would like to submit your request for inclusion on Friday's Pray Together episode, you can do so by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer. All right, let's pray together as we consider Ephesians 4, 15. Lord God, we turn to you asking you to guide us, lead us, direct us to understand what you're saying from this passage. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, friends, we looked at Ephesians 4, 15 in yesterday's episode. So if you haven't listened to that one, please go back and listen. What you're going to discover there is that we, as believers in Christ, are to be about loving one another for each other's good, for each other's growth. And this verse makes that very, very clear. But today we're going to key in on one specific aspect of this. Let me read it, and then we'll dig in. It says, rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. So Paul is telling us here that one believer to another, we should always be committed to speaking the truth. So there's no deceit, no lying, no manipulation, no contortion of the facts, so to speak. We are being transparent and honest with each other about the circumstances that are between us. That's our way of relating to each other as brothers and sisters in Jesus. But he says that kind of speech, that kind of interaction, should always be done in a certain way, in love. So friends, let me use that example, the question I gave you at the beginning of the episode, to kind of paint the picture of what Paul's talking about here. He's saying, if you're a believer in Christ, and you see a brother or a sister who are obviously struggling with some kind of an issue in their life, and they need someone to come in and either confront that wrong behavior or step in to help them, but that brother or sister is unwilling to do so because they're afraid of how the person might respond, or they're afraid of the tension it might bring to their relationship, and so they never actually say anything to them. That brother or sister in Christ who's afraid is not loving the other person. You see, we need to love each other enough to speak up when speaking up is needed. We have to care enough to help others see their blind spots. You see, we all have blind spots, don't we? We all know it, but we can't see them, right? That's why they're called blind spots. We need other people who care about us enough to step in and help us see those things. That really is a loving action. Even though our culture might say, oh, I don't want to judge, or who am I to judge? I'm not perfect myself. You know, we make all these excuses. But the reality is, most of the time, we're just being self-protective. We're just fearful of a tension or a conflict that might arise. Whereas if we were to approach this the way the Apostle Paul says, speaking the truth in love and doing our best, maybe even with the help of others, of expressing that love for the person and wanting to help them for their good, many times it won't go nearly as badly as we're suspecting it's going to go. Friends, we've got to be bold in loving each other. We've got to be committed to loving each other as Jesus would have us love each other. That's how we all grow up, as Paul says here, in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. So I want to challenge you and ask you to consider, who are the people within your church family who God might be calling you to love better by speaking the truth to them in love. Now, you may not have anyone, but if you do, I would encourage you, trust Jesus, who lives inside of you, to give you what you need to be there for that person in a way that they truly need. Lord God, this is difficult. So many fears and tensions and even cultural baggage come in on a situation like this to make us standoffish and afraid to speak the truth in love. But Lord, we want to obey you, and we want our lives to grow as this other person in view grows. So Lord, you help us. You be our unity. You be our peace, and guide us into fellowship. In Jesus' name. Hey friends, before you sign off for this episode, can I remind you about a couple of things? The first, and the most important, is that if you would like to become a follower of Jesus Christ, to really make Jesus Lord of your life, you can find out how to do that by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. You'll find that link in the description for this episode. Also, remember what I mentioned at the beginning, that we have an upcoming Pray Together episode. If you have a request or a praise you would like to share with the Morning Mindset family, you can do so using your name or anonymously. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer. You'll find that link in the description for this episode.